morning. Good morning.
Are you talking to yourself?
I am.
Oh, no, that's not fun. Although I guess for some people it might be. How are you?
Okay, for a short period of time, but, you know, lonely. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm cold, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. We're not even going to get to 70 today.
Right.
It has been a very strange summer.
You're right.
Everybody seems to be saying that around here.
Yes. Here as well. It's not been a fun summer.
It's just been weird, and it went so quickly. My gosh.
For sure. Yes, I keep in my mind trying to extend it.
It was just very weird. I had to place an order with
Nature
by August 15th yesterday, and I'm thinking it's already September. It's just, you know, are they going to accept this? It's already the, whatever, the 11th, 12th of September, and I finally realized, wait a minute, it's still August 15th, hasn't come yet. You're okay.
Exactly.
Nancy. We were just saying how quickly it's gone and how
yeah.
weird the weather has been here, at least.
Yeah, it's been kind of different, too.
Yeah.
It's very definitely September-ish.
Oh, they said last night that this is October 1st day.
Oh, no, ours isn't that way. I mean, our blackberries are just on full bore, coming in full bore right now. So I got to get out and get some fresh blackberries in the freezer.
Well, that sounds good. If I go out to do anything today, it's going to be that I have to put a jacket on, you know, some kind of a little sweatery kind of thing to be out there.
Has arrived.
We're in the 80s today, so.
Last night
yeah.
in the weather, they said you're going to need your hoodie tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What are you down to at night, Nancy?
They were saying the 50s. I don't know how low we got. And it depends. You know, inland is much more cooler than closer to the lake because the lake is warm. But
yeah,
we're in the 70 today.
We're in the 60s at night. One night goes to 59, and then all during the days we're all 80s, low 80s. 79 is the lowest one day.
For about 3 weeks now, we've been probably close to 10 degrees below normal.
Oh.
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah, for that many in a row, huh?
Yeah, we've had maybe, 2.5 weeks of above average steady all summer?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Strange.
Same thing
yeah,
with you, Betty?
Yes, exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get down into the low 50s at night at this point. So, it's cold. It's like, you know, you have to put a blanket on.
Well, we were very hot earlier in the spring, and then it's been cooler here than normal, too, and so much rainier than what we've been having the last few years. So, of course, that's lovely.
Same old story.
Yeah,
wow. About it.
Right. Right, exactly. So, what's new or different with everybody? Anything? Anything you have on your mind before I get started?
I was watching an old Oz from, I think, last week, but it was a repeat from a while ago, and it was part, one of the sessions was on dementia, and they were using music, and it threw an iPod directly, you know, into this person's head rather than listening with a whole room full of people. And the guy who had been non-communicative for a long time started singing, and then they actually carried on a conversation with him. It was fascinating to watch. I don't remember, you know, I'm sure I watched it before, But it's interesting how you don't remember everything you've watched before. No way could I. But, you know, they're finding, and they're asking for people to donate old iPods they have so that they can get them into all these nursing homes where over, I forget how many million of people have dementia.
Well, I don't remember seeing that, Nancy. That's very interesting.
It was from Monday. I think Monday this week.
Okay, well, easy enough to go pull that up and watch it then.
We'll repeat again for us next Monday morning. But let me just make sure that's when it was, Betty.
It must have been a Monday because Monday I have to work, so I don't get to watch it.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it either.
Wait a minute, is that what it was? Huh. Actually, it was not the doctors. I'm sorry. It was the doctors on Monday, the 12th. Never give up for incredible medical stories. And you can donate to musicandmemory.org, although you can go to the docs.org for a link also. I'll just read you my notes that I took. And I didn't take notes the first time, interestingly. They want iPods for Alzheimer's patients in nursing homes. The hippocampus, and they had a doctor on who studies this. The hippocampus, which is and she had this huge brain next to her. She was filming on, and she said, don't try this at home. She opened up the brain. And she said, the hippocampus, which is on deeply inside the brain, gets damaged first when all these cells are going bad for dementia. That's why people with Alzheimer's have trouble making new memories. The temporal parietal lobe, which is on the outside of the brain, gets damaged early also, which is why people have so much trouble finding words and language. And music wakes up parts of the brain that are not damaged by Alzheimer's, but that have gone kind of quiet for whatever reason. And so that is once those other parts of the brain wake up, literally, it allows the patient to speak. Fascinating.
I'll be darned. Yes, it is.
So try doctorstv.com and see if you can pull anything on that one up. And if you have an iPod to donate, I think it's a great cause.
Indeed it is, yes.
And you can see this guy sitting there, and all of a sudden he said, can I sing? And they said, yes, and the daughter was with him. And all of a sudden they were carrying on a conversation. It was just really wild.
Oh, that's on the border of miraculous.
Well, these stories that he had on were pretty miraculous, so, yeah.
Hi, this is Elaine. I just got on and heard a little bit of that. Last night, Greg and I finished up our class on dementia education here in Mound Ridge, and last night they talked about
Linda Morse
has arrived.
And that is behavior-based.
They talk about what? You got blocked out.
Okay. Yes. It's the letters B-B-E-T. And that stands for behavior-based ergonomics therapies. And they've been using that here. And it has cut down on their emergency medications for the Alzheimer's patients when they're upset and so on. It's cut down on having to give those medications by 47%.
What does that mean exactly, Elaine?
Okay, for each patient, they have a page, and they have talked with the families. They know what things comforted the patient when they were still living at home and what kinds of things they liked to do. And so they have boxes for each one. Like one lady, what calms her down is listening to music, country music and Elvis. For a lot of them it is music. It can be many different things, just whatever comforts that person. It could be for some of them that are more lower functioning, it could be something tactile, something to feel. and it was just so neat. This is a really new program. There aren't very many in the United States. So it was very, very interesting how it has worked. It's all individualized.
What's the name of the program again?
Behavior-based ergonomics therapies. And she said when they see that a patient is becoming agitated and upset, they can quickly go to the closet where they have everything there, and in less than 3 minutes, they can have something that the patient is doing to calm down. Sometimes they watch videos. One lady likes to watch videos of cooking. And they use travel videos and just many, many, many things. The name of the doctor who this program is, I'll have to spell it, B-H-A-R-A-W-A-N-I. And I think he was maybe from Ohio or someplace. B as in boy, H as in Harry.
Yeah, I got the rest of it. What was the last word of the set of four letters?
Therapies.
Therapies.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah. The doctor's name?
Yeah.
Oh, B as in boy, H as in Harry, A-R-A-W-A-N-I.
N as in
A.
M.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
N as in Nancy or M as in Mary? I.
N as in Nancy. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
That's the last name, right?
Right, and I don't know if she even gave his first name.
If they're doing this, if they're really living this plan, it's amazing that they are individualizing the disease rather than clumping everybody to the same behaviors.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And even the fact that they go to the extent of having a personalized box somewhere for each one of the individuals involved is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what goes through my head when you say that is look at how their time is saved by once getting that little box that's only got three or four things in it maybe and utilizing that then the time it takes to try and deal with them individually when they're out of control and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but they're also using fewer drugs, I'll bet.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good part of it.
Right.
57% less drugs?
She said 40%. 4-7.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Four, seven.
But that's
okay.
Close to half.
Right.
Close to half. Mm-hmm. And they do things with them like, just recently they had a luau and I think it was the staff who wore the grass skirts, and they invited families to come in, and they've done an Easter egg hunt, and they have children from the preschool coming and visiting them, and they took, I think they took everybody from that unit to Tanganyika. It's a wild animal zoo type place where you have hands on. There was one lady who just sat there and the lemurs came and crawled around on her and she just smiled and laughed and, you know, this is just amazing to see her react like that. And they took kids and grandkids and great grandkids along on this trip. And just had a wonderful time with these people.
Wow.
I think it brings them back, and, you know, that's why the past memory is much stronger. It takes them back to when they were at an age
mm-hmm.
when they enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it really makes me think, too, back to Loretta, I think it was, with her husband.
And the one place that he was in that she was so distraught because they did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so totally reversed. If they do nothing, there's no stimulation for anybody. Wow, that's just sit around waiting to die kind of circumstances. That is so sad. When so much like can be accomplished to stimulate and help people with their memory and whatever else they can help with, you know, even physical activity. So that's like night and day.
It is. It is. Yeah, it says on the brochure here, it is a national award-winning memory care program.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish everybody could have it.
Well, maybe it's spreading the word and being out there and digging and trying to bring it to other areas. That's the important thing.
I think that's what we need to do. Mm-hmm.
Now, just knowing that there is this already established setup with it is pretty fantastic. At least you know, for anything you come across, you've already got the basics in place.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, you know what? Is there anything else along those lines at this point? I wanted to, weren't you, Elaine, asking about the New York school that just had the one that had vegan?
Yes.
There's a whole article. I don't know if you get Vegetarian Times, but the September issue has an article in there on that.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look it up.
Yes. So I just, you know, wanted to make a point of mentioning that to you today if you were on.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So I had an article from the paper, the health and science area, that's on how exercise changes cells. That I thought was interesting because I never thought about it changing cells at all. I just thought exercise was good for you. End of story. So do it. You know, it helps your body in so many different ways. But this says that it changes cells. It promotes health, reducing most people's risks of developing diabetes and growing obese. But just how, at a cellular level, exercise performs this beneficial magic, what physiological steps are involved and in what order remains mysterious to a surprising degree. Several striking new studies, however, show that exercise seems able to drastically alter how genes operate. Genes are not static. They turn on or off depending on what biochemical signals they receive from elsewhere in the body. When they are turned on, genes express various proteins that in turn prompt a range of physiological actions in the body. One powerful means of affecting gene activity involves a process called methylation, in which methyl groups, a cluster of carbon and hydrogen atoms, attach to the outside of a gene and make it easier or harder for that gene to receive and respond to messages from the body. In this way, the behavior of the gene is changed, but not the fundamental structure of the gene itself. What is particularly fascinating about the methylation process is that it seems to be driven largely by lifestyle. Many recent studies have found that diet, for instance, notably affects the methylation of genes, and scientists working in this area suspect that differing genetic methylation patterns resulting from differing diets may partly determine whether someone develops diabetes or other metabolic diseases. But the role of physical activity in gene methylation has been poorly understood, even though exercise, like diet, changes the body. So several groups of scientists recently to determine what working out does to the exterior of our genes. The answer their recently published results show is, of the new studies, perhaps the most tantalizing conduct, principally by researchers affiliated with the Lund University Diabetes Center in Sweden and published last month in PLOS-1, began by recruiting several dozen sedentary but generally healthy adult men and sucking out some of their fat cells. Well, that sounds lovely. I guess it's a technical term.
That's like liposuction.
Using new pardon me?
Called liposuction.
Using new molecular techniques, the researchers mapped the methylation patterns on the DNA within those cells. They also measured the men's body composition, aerobic capacity, waist circumference, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and similar markers of health and fitness. Then, under the guidance of a trainer, the volunteers began attending hour-long spinning or aerobics classes about twice a week for 6 months. By the end of that time, the men had shed fat in inches around their waist, increasing their endurance and improved their blood pressure and cholesterol profiles. Less obviously, but perhaps even more consequentially, they also had altered the methylation pattern of many of the genes in their fat cells. More than 17,900 individual locations on 7,663 separate genes in the fat cells now displayed changed methylation patterns in most cases. The genes had become more methylated, but some had fewer methyl groups attached. Both situations affect how genes express protein. The genes showing the greatest change in methylation also tended to be those that had been previously identified as playing some role in fat storage and the risk for developing diabetes or obesity. Our data suggests that exercise may affect the risk for type 2 diabetes and obesity by changing DNA methylation of these genes, said Charlotte Ling, an associate professor at Lund University and the senior author of the study. Meanwhile, other studies have found that exercise has an equally profound effect on DNA methylation within human muscle cells, even after a single workout. Static in the background. Stockholm and other institutions took muscle biopsies from a group of sedentary men and women and mapped their muscle cells, methylation patterns. They then had the volunteers ride stationary bikes until they had burned about 400 calories. Some rode strenuously, others more easily. Afterward, a second muscle biopsy showed that DNA methylation patterns and the muscle cells were already changing after that single workout, with some genes gaining methyl groups and some losing them. Several of the genes most altered, as in the fat cell study, are known to produce proteins that affect the body's metabolism, including the risk for diabetes and obesity. Interestingly, the muscle cell methylation changes were far more pronounced among the volunteers who had ridden vigorously than in those who had pedaled more gently, even though their total energy output was the same. The over far-reaching implication of the study's findings, said Julian R. Zierath, a professor of integrative physiology at the Karolinska Institute and the senior author of the study, is that DNA methylation changes are probably one of the earliest adaptations to exercise and drive the bodily changes that follow. The intricacies of that boggling complex process have yet to be fully teased out. Scientists do not know, for instance, whether exercise-induced methylation changes linger if someone becomes sedentary or if resistance training has similar effects on genes. Nor is it known whether these changes might be passed on from one generation to the next. But already it is clear, Mrs. Ling said, that these new findings are additional proof of the robust effect exercise can have on the human body, even at the level of our DNA. Just thought that was a very interesting, deeper understanding of what exercise really does and how profound it is, where, like I said, to me it was more a superficial thought that, oh yes, exercise is good for your body, but more than just good for your body, apparently.
Another reason to exercise.
Too bad. Absolutely. Anything else from anybody? I kind of don't, it's almost time to wrap it up, so I kind of don't want to get into anything else at this point. So anybody else have anything else you want to discuss?
Just that was very good. Sorry for the static. I didn't realize the kitten's humming was going through the microphone.
That was the kitten's humming.
Oh, yeah, that was the kitten's humming. I didn't even think she was had her nose right up there purring. And so anyway, but my rebounder is sitting right outside the back door, so there's no reason not to go out there and jump on it.
You know, that's what I exactly...
has left the conference.
Mine's sitting in the basement unused at this point, and I think it's time to recommit. And
one thing that I heard a while ago, and I don't remember whether I mentioned it or not, was that 15 minutes of walking after dinner is equivalent to 30 minutes during the day. I think those were the numbers. So we're trying to do that. You know, they used to say that you don't exercise right after you eat, but this disputed that. We've started walking after dinner a little bit.
Yeah, that's great.
That sounds good.
I don't like the idea that it's light, darker earlier, but I'm trying to do it.
That's a good point, Nancy. That's a good one to strive for,
they say 15 minutes we walk further and longer, but Marty doesn't walk as fast as I do, so.
Yeah.
Not that I know
that.
Because I'm not, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just making yourself do it, isn't it?
True.
Has arrived.
Start feeling the result of it. When you start feeling the result of it, then it's easier to keep on.
And it doesn't say that you shouldn't do it other times during the day either. You know, but this definitely,
right.
if you've done nothing up until that point, it's a good reminder to just do it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Great idea. I'm gonna try to do that.
Well, there have been also other, you know, on either of the doctor shows where they say, you know, just 10 minutes a day of this, and certainly it's better than nothing, whatever it is.
Right.
There was one exercise on, I forget whether it was the doctor or I was yesterday, that I was watching, it wasn't from yesterday, where you, I think you put your hands behind your head, and you're sitting down at the, on a, something with no arm, and you just sway back and And you know, that's, and you can go in circles. That's good for your core without having to stand up and do stuff.
Right.
It's just, and then they said, and if you want to add some stuff to your arms, you can move those at the same time. So you know, it's just moving the body.
Exactly. And I think that I saw that, speaking of moving your body, that who is it, Tony Robbins?
That
his
what it was,
name?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
it's
familiar.
Going to be on Dr. Oz today.
Okay.
So I think he's supposed to have a program that's specifically, that he did specifically for the Dr. Oz show. So we'll see what he has to say about that.
Yeah. I love
and
that
I
they're
think,
all repeats.
Go ahead.
I love that they're all repeats and I can just watch them and not worry that I've got
to
sit there and
not
write every word
writing.
Down.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I'm not sure, is today the last day if anybody wants to order the patches?
I thought it was tomorrow. I thought the 15th.
Yeah, I thought it was 14th, but okay.
Sure. Is it the same price?
Sure,
did they lower the price? Anybody know that?
I'm not I don't know.
Wouldn't expect them to, but based on previous experiences, but they could. You never know what they're going to do. So, I think there's been a high demand for them.
Then why are they getting rid of it?
Well, because they can't control. They don't want products in the line that they can't control the design, and they show up in somebody else's news clip on the internet or wherever. And so they know the power patch is so much more effective. Maybe it's not quite as user friendly because it's not in a Band-Aid, but they have control over that and they don't start showing up everywhere else. They don't have design patents on that one, in other words.
Right.
And that caused so much grief over the
has arrived.
Entry was, it was
I'm
not
sure.
Ours and the in you know, the he inside word
are. He locked out after so much grief, somebody came on.
Anyway, they had so much grief over that because the insides weren't the same, and so people weren't getting the results, and then they thought it was Nikan, and so it built a negative reputation that they had to deal with. Are we still okay?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Too bad.
Okay, so anyway, that's the motive behind the action that they're taking. So
well,
maybe they'll
know,
come up with something.
I was going to go in and order some because it was the last, I was thinking today was the last day to do that. And then I thought, you know, that's kind of it on my part because is so much more powerful and so much more. I'm sure I can find a way to Band-Aid it or whatever, wherever I want it to be, and I'd rather just order another one or two of those to use in different areas than to deal with the patch. So that isn't, then I'm not going to be able to get on. So I'm not going to do that.
Betty, don't forget that as long as you're wearing clothing over the spot that you want it on, just pin it to your clothing.
Right.
Because
I have all the time. Hanging from my necklace.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's just, that's what I figured. There's a lot of different ways to work with it, and I feel better with it being the latest and greatest that we have as far as the magnets are concerned. So,
it's called change and just utilizing something that, well, like you said, I see the difference in the time element. I've got two that I have pinned into a glove that I put on at night, and I put it on last night, and I hadn't been doing it for several nights, and I thought, this is stupid. Look how much better my hand is this morning than it was before. And I've used the power chip, power patches on it. I've used the chip, and the chip by far is more effective.
Right.
So, anyway.
Right, absolutely.
Cindy has even put it in her bra when she had, I think it was during the time when she was having breathing problems.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, Nancy, because I, you know, it generates a bigger field for one thing, so it's not necessary to be right on the spot usually.
Well, they had something on an article I got someplace that was showing for acid reflux, they were having some kind of a magnetic thing that they would implant around the esophagus or something. My brother Jim sent me an email just saying, well, why not just use the power chips? That should work too. Or the flex.
Yeah.
Invasive than implanting.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're all creatures of habit, however, so it's just, you know, it's the same as our eating. It's what happens in our brain to think about better ways and newer ways to do things and going along with that than to just to accept what we've always done.
True.
Yep.
How's that working for you?
Exactly.
It just gets me into more trouble. I think of more things. I don't mind change at all. If I can change it up two or three times, I'll do it. I don't know. It's a challenge, I guess. Anyway, enough said. Thank you, Betty.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your info. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. All
thank
of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Good information.
Appreciate
thanks, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Stay warm.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.